And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Gamble, our chairman, and Deborah Sewell, and also the very welcome support of Cotton Incorporated. And I stand here before you. You may not be able to see it, but I have egg on my face. And we'll understand why as we proceed. First of all, just going back to some of the discussions that we had during Dr. Montalvo's talk, the standard method for weighing is based upon the two approaches. One is the procedure using an oven balance, which is what the Jenners basically use, what Rick Beiler talks about, and a drying procedure using a desiccator. You weigh the container prior to putting the sample in the bottle or can, so you get a tail weight, and then you weigh within certain standards. And in the case of the oven balance, they recommend that you look at changes in mass every hour, and look until you get within certain relevant parameters, and then you stop. So that is basically why the Jenners have settled on the 1 hour, where you have actually weighing the sample while it's in the oven and hot, as opposed to the procedure that we use, which Jim Rogers talked about, which utilizes essentially which removes the hot sample from the oven, puts it into a desiccator, and allows it to come back to room temperature while being essentially insulated in the desiccator. This work really ended up being a little bit of a going out on a tangent, because originally we were looking at the impacts of surface chemistry on the various methods of measuring moisture. And so in particular, what I'll talk about is looking at the Arizona Instrument, which Rogers mentioned. Here's the Arizona Instrument closed up, and then with about a gram and a half sample, it's in a wire basket. And as you heard, we have basically a heating element above it. And it takes about 8 minutes for it to come to equilibrium after you dry it. And we've been very happy with it. What we were doing was we were comparing for five different cottons. We were comparing the standard oven method, which was, in our case, a 24-hour heating at 105 degrees with the Arizona Instrument. And we found out that, in general, the Arizona Instrument was tracking the oven method, but, oops, how do we do that? But in general, we were getting readings which were higher than the standard method. We thought that was odd. And one hypothesis that we made, based again upon chemistry, was that by virtue of heating the sample for 24 hours at 105 degrees, we might be driving off non-aqueous volatiles. So the approach that we took was to essentially look at the wax content of the virgin fiber versus the wax content of the fiber after we heated it in the oven. And looking at that, for the same cottons, we looked at the control in blue versus the Arizona Instrument versus the standard oven method. And we found that that we did lose some wax. Ooh, I've got to watch that. We did lose some wax with the Arizona Instrument, which is only heated for about 8 minutes. But we lost more wax in the standard oven compared to the wax for the non-treated virgin cotton, so to speak. Well, we saw this as a problem, and we said, okay, is there a way that we can still remove moisture, but essentially minimize the removal of the non-aqueous volatiles? What we came up with was a compromise, so to speak. We said, okay, let's look at the impact of vacuum and heating for a lower temperature and look at reduced times. And so after much trial and error, we came upon the approach of heating in a vacuum oven at 50 degrees centigrade for 2 hours. And we did this with one cotton. And we did a lot of this, a lot of work, but just with one cotton. And we found, lo and behold, that we essentially got the same moisture measurement with the standard oven method, with the vacuum oven, with a little bit higher, with the Arizona Instruments, and a small standard deviation. So we were very happy. And we then looked at the wax removal, and we found that, lo and behold, the non-treated sample, the vacuum oven for 2 hours, and the Arizona Instrument were basically all the same, slightly different standard deviations, but that we had more wax remaining on the same specimens than we did with the 24-hour oven method. So voila, we said, that's good. And I should have known after all the years I've been around cotton, but it's not that easy. So in September, things seemed fine, and we submitted this paper to the Beltwatch. And we said, okay, we will validate this by looking at six other cottons, three of them old cottons, three of them basically from the New Year's crop, from this recent crop year, and demonstrate that we could repeat our results. But it didn't happen. Okay, here's the six new cottons, and you see a comparison of the Arizona Instrument, the 24-hour standard method, and the vacuum oven method. And in all instances, the vacuum oven method was not measuring all the moisture. So then we proceeded to do our toluene extraction for waxes. And this time, in five of the six cases, the standard oven method and the vacuum oven method and the Arizona Instrument were all lower than the control cottons, with the exception that cotton number six, which was a different cotton, and the original cotton that we had worked on was essentially a cotton that had been grown. It was a new crop cotton. Number six is a new crop cotton. Number four and five are also new crop cottons. Well, as I said, six agreed, but the other five didn't. So we said, okay, that maybe there's something wrong. But now it's getting to be closer and closer to January the 7th, and we tried, actually during the holidays, to go back and rerun some of these things. Yeah, or Debbie did. Here's the results of some reruns. Here's an old cotton original, and you see that the vacuum oven method was lower compared to the standard oven method. We're now looking at the standard oven method for 1 hour, 8 hour, and 24 hours. You can see that that as we get to longer heating times, we're getting slightly higher moistures. We reran that sample again. We still see pretty much the same thing, except for some reason or other, now the vacuum oven method is measuring the same thing. It's cotton. Tried one of the new cottons. Again, got almost the same result. With the reruns, the vacuum oven method was up. So something's going on with the vacuum oven, though, and I'm not sure what. One thing that we need to look at, and Gary, we haven't even really talked about that because this is data that I had emailed to me a couple of days ago. I'm wondering if for some reason or other we aren't having the same vacuum, if something's changing there. That's something that we're not really measuring. This is an oven that's basically sealed, and we're pulling a vacuum with a mechanical pump. Maybe that, but we don't have a gauge on it. Maybe that's an issue. And looking, but when we did the wax extractions, we still see differences. And that's my sad story. So, conclusions. This is one for the Journal of Air Producer Results. However, we've demonstrated that heating the cotton for 105 degrees with the standard method we're confirming what we've always suspected, and we're quantitating that we're driving off non-aqueous components which are extractable by toluene, and this is causing an error. And as I mentioned to Joe Montalvo at the break, his method consistently appears to be a little bit lower than the standard oven method. And maybe we're showing here why. And so, but we'll continue to look at this, and especially look at controlling our vacuum better. But that's it. So thank you very much. Questions? Any unripe, ripened fruit? No? Vegetables? Yes. I mean, did we have a trap between the pump and the... And no.
No, and we have had an issue with that we had a sort of a dramatic loss of oil from the pump and it wound up in the oven. So that is something for us. We need to have some sort of trap for it. Because even if the oil itself, the liquid oil, we might be getting paid for that.
But I don't think any of that, you know, still we are at least quantitating what is being taken out that's not apparently moisture in the with the standard oven method. The first one, it was one of the cotton. We basically select, you know, we deal with lots of cottons. So it was from MQ445, and I'm not sure where that cotton came from. And that was the original one. Some of the cottons in this rerun, at least a couple of them were old ATMI cottons. A couple of them came from our work with the round modules with the John Deere. At least one of them was a cotton from New Mexico. From Ed Hughes, so we just sort of randomly selected cottons, and it's interesting that number six, which is a different cotton, behaved differently. So again, we're saying that maybe the composition of the waxes on these cottons are that some waxes have different vapor pressures than others. I don't know.
There's a couple of things that surprised me about it, especially with the older cottons. You had one cotton, it was 6 years old and sitting around, and yet when we heat it, whether it's in the standard oven method or the vacuum oven, we're still getting losses from the wax. I figured over that amount of time, many changes would have occurred already. Even if it
Yes, sir.
We're saying that up to several frogs, you can all decide if you have one. This vacuum oven on 50 degrees on the grades for flowers.
Yes.
So this is involving different varieties of cotton, like several ones, or you all like it on one cotton.
That was done with one cotton as well, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
So it might be one of the problems that some of the
Well, we, as I said, we demonstrated when we looked at we did that assuming that when we went to other cottons, it was going to be the same.
We're just basing the 50 degrees on it's sort of general knowledge, I guess, that the melting point of the cotton wax is around 70 degrees. So if you keep the temperature well below that, it's still high enough, hopefully, under vacuum, bring the water out without melting the wax on itself. So different kinds of energy, different sort of things. And that's something you don't really know. Different varieties have different components to the wax.
And again, this whole general question of the surface is something that Gary's proposing as one of our, going back to our MP3 306 thing. This is one of the components of the objectives of what we're going to be doing tonight in our new project. Thank you.